And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. Today in the news, gold remains an attractive investment this year as people opt for inflation hedge options amid a myriad of risks, including a still divided U.S., according to StoneX, reports Kitco. The precious metals sector was the best performing commodity group in 2020, rising by 27% year over year, led by silver, which in turn mirrored gold's movements, StoneX said in its 2021 outlook. Bullish factors for gold in 2021 include massive global stimulus, accelerated inflation risk, low real interest rates, and geopolitical uncertainty. Well, there's only two important things that a president has to do. He has to protect the American people and their property, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. But according to JP Morgan Chase Jamie Dimon's calculation, normal pre-fake money growth rates would have produced twice as much GDP in the last decade. That's an extra $10 trillion to divvy up over the last 10 years. So most people are deprived of both wealth and income as a result of the Fed's fake economy. Government is a consumer of wealth. Private sector creates it. So the smaller and less intrusive the government, the richer and freer the society. In an era of mounting social and political instability in the U.S., internet-enabled connectivity is powerfully amplifying an increasingly polarized national discourse, writes Stephen Roach at Project Syndicate. The problem, of course, lies in internet governance, namely the absence of rules. The aspirations and values of the so-called originalist interpretation of American democracy are being challenged as never before. Unfortunately, today's hyperpolarization, he writes, makes it exceedingly difficult to find middle ground. And lastly, those getting ready to roll up their sleeves for a COVID-19 vaccine shot will take part in the most ambitious vaccination effort in U.S. history, reports Wall Street Journal. As efforts ramp up, here's some advice from doctors involved in the vaccine rollout on how to prepare and what to expect. After filling out consent forms and receiving the shot, you'll be monitored for adverse reactions for 15 to 30 minutes, depending on your allergy history. In most cases, you'll simply need a photo ID and proof of your appointment. For now, the two vaccines available in the U.S. are found to be similarly safe and effective, says Wafa El Sadir, professor of epidemiology and medicine at Columbia University in New York. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.